Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
North Van Welshpool Road East in Wattle Grove and Tonkin Highway Southbound from Morley Drive to Collier Road in Bayswater. So those freeways, Mitchell Southbound, Slow Ocean Reef, Whitford's Ave, then Warwick Road to Reed Highway and building up around Scarborough Beach Road and Kwinana Northbound, Busy Mortimer Road to Rowley Road. Drive safely, that's the latest from Main Roads.
Yep, newsly time. Producer Leon is back.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
Okay.
Guys, exciting news. Oh, it's exciting and it's kind of dramatic and sad. I'm going to take you to Argentina.
Oh, okay. I always wanted to go to Argentina.
Well, get buckle up, buddy.
Don't cry for me.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet.
Okay. No, neither. No. A little boy, a five-year-old, is the hero of the day.
Yes.
Because their brand new German Shepherd puppy fell into the pool.
Oh.
Fell into the pool. It's in a backyard, like CCTV. Lovely backyard. Nice trampoline, little playground, nice grass area, and a lovely little pool. And this little German Shepherd puppy comes walking up. He's like, oh, what's going on here? Ah! He falls into the pool. And what do we know about puppies? Probably not the best swimmers.
No.
The puppy was laying in the pool for 15 minutes, just kind of floating around, not knowing what to do.
Oh, so it was able to just swim around?
He was just kind of like floating. He wasn't in a good way.
Wow.
Little five-year-old buddy comes out and sees him, jumps in to save him. The puppy's fine.
Well done.
Yeah,
my goodness,
puppy has suffered from hypothermia, but he'll be fine.
So you can say the five-year-old, they jumped in and then someone else.
And I was like, I hope the five-year-old can swim.
Rescue both of them.
No.
It's like the old lady who swallowed the fly. And the eight-year-old jumped in to save the five-year-old, and then the 12-year-old jumped in.
Yeah. What did we learn from that?
And everyone was fine.
Everyone was fine. Yep, everyone's fine. Happy days, guys.
Teach your kids to swim and teach your dogs to swim.
Yes, indeed.
And teach your kids to save your dog.
Yes, yes.
Teach your dog to save your kids.
Go Argentina.
Go Argentina. question, guys.
Okay.
When you're receiving directions, no, when you're giving directions.
Okay.
Let's say, what happened here is I found this news story earlier and now I cannot find it again.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a little bit mixed up.
Oh, okay, yeah. We were talking about this. I can help you.
This is the one that we're talking about earlier.
Yes.
When you're giving directions to someone driving and they need to turn left, you say this left or next left?
Oh,
this is apparently a question that's going around. It's how you can really tell whether you know someone.
I think it comes down to a couple of factors. How close,
how close
is the left? Is there a left between?
It is. Okay, this is probably going to give away the answer. Okay. I think there's a solid answer.
Okay.
I don't think it's that good of a question. It is. It is literally the next opportunity to turn left.
Yeah. Next left. That means the next left. I think if I was the navigator in the car, which I never am because I'm the driver, and the navigator because I'm the best at both of those.
Okay, moving on. Yep.
If I was saying, you know, if it's not the left we're literally coming to, I would say, hey, not this one, but next.
Yeah, same.
See, some people insist that next left is the next after this.
Nah, those people are fools.
They are.
Yeah.
It's true. I think next left is applicable in that situation, if you're sitting at a red light with an option to turn left.
Yes.
But it's, you don't want to take this one. You want to take the one after. You say, take the next left.
Yeah. Not this one, but the next one.
Hey, case closed.
I don't know why people think that we've got some kind of hard limit on words.
Yeah, use as many as you want.
Yeah.
Just explain
Be
it.
Be as descriptive as you can.
You can talk more than just, you know, two words to go next, left. You can go, not this one, guys, but if you want to, you know, keep going further.
What gets me is the navigator losing focus. Scrolling through Pinterest instead of...
That's a whole
good
other
morning,
conversation.
Here
we are.
Talking about a whole other conversation has nothing to do with traffic.
Yeah.
A doctor in the US is urging people...
Dr. Acula, stay away from him. Sorry, carry on.
He's urging people to not pee in the shower because it's bad for you.
Good luck.
Well, it's bad for your bladder health.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What?
Apparently,
why?
Apparently, the standing position is one of the correct peeing positions to enter the bladder, she says.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's a certified female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgeon and urogynecologist. Like, so she's got all the credentials.
A lot of words.
But she said... It creates a habit in the brain that can lead to bladder trouble because every time you hear water, you want to pee.
Now, that's a brain thing.
That's a, that's a self-control thing, lady.
You're a wee doctor.
You're a wee doctor. Stick to the wees.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.